Everyone agreed it was a beautiful wedding. The bride looked radiant. I'll show you the photograph sometime. She didn't, actually, but, never mind. Oh, we were wonderfully happy. But in the pictures, there's this thin, anxious girl, peering a bit. She was short-sighted and she wasn't wearing her glasses. Dressed in a madly elaborate piece of fancy dress. A great big white crinoline affair, and her hair piled up in a sort of pearly coronet. Me in a morning suit, holding the topper, because there was no way I was ever going to put it on my head. Val's friends from school, two of them, in full-length bronze-coloured dresses that would come in handy afterwards for parties. We went to a lot of parties in those days, where girls wore bronze dresses and little gold sandals and lacquered hair. Everybody dressed up, making a statement. This is a big day. Marriage must not only be done, it must be seen to be done. We have put all these clothes on, which don't fit us comfortably, and we're all going to drink champagne and eat vol-au-vent and make set speeches in a set pattern. And Val and Simon are going to pose smilingly with a large knife held over an elaborate, ludicrous wedding cake. Then they'll change out of these clothes and put on others, equally assumed. And we will throw torn-up bits of coloured paper at them. And they'll ride off in a large expensive car festooned with old shoes and tin cans to a ritual defloration in a luxury hotel. It's the feeling that everything was incomplete. She was 15 when I first met her. I was 18. We got engaged when she was 19, married a year later. It seemed like an affirmation of something at the time. We were very young. And very conformist too, I suppose. And 6 years later, Val was dead. Suddenly. Appallingly. And our wedding just became part of the waste of it all. Waste of money, spending all that on a wedding when the bride doesn't make it to her 10th anniversary. All that time and energy wasted by her mother when she was little. Worrying about her eating too many sweets and ruining her teeth. Worrying about her O-levels. Worrying about her staying out after 10:30. And Val and me. Buying our little house. Bickering over the decorations. Beginning to wonder why she didn't get pregnant. 26 years of wasted effort. If we'd known she was going to die, we needn't have bothered about anything. Doesn't matter if she gets whooping cough, Mrs. Hastings. She's going to die. Don't bother to have a sperm count, Mr. Field. Corpses don't conceive.